Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, the only program that has the best guests in the world that have special interests in, that we need in this country. And today is no exception, of course, and we have with us today the president of Bridgeway Academy. Her academy is for homeschoolers, but it's also for those that have missionaries in the field, and they need their children taught. And the person who's going to tell us about this is the president herself. Her name is Jessica Parnell, and she's going to tell us how she got started with the academy and what they do and how you can get involved if you want to homeschool. And let's get started with that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jessica. It was a pleasure having you with us.
Glad to be here, Ruth. It's a privilege to be here as well.
Well, we work with a lot of people that have all kinds of education, businesses, curriculums, things like that across the country, but I've never run across a company like yours that is specifically a niche for people in entertainment, people that are on the missions, people that are on the go. And so I wanted you to explain to everyone what your business is, how you operate, and, you know, how people can get your services.
Well, sure. Well, first, Bridgeway Academy was established in 1989. We are a homeschool academy, so we were established really in answer to the growing field of homeschooling with families who needed a little bit of help in determining the best approach for their child, but also looking for that recognition of what they were doing so that they would leave with an actual diploma for their child. And that's kind of the birth of Bridgeway. We've always been about individualization. So even back then, we were making certain to individualize to academic levels of children rather than just saying, okay, you're in fourth grade, here's fourth grade for you. Instead, we were always testing to determine the best placement for the child. So that's just a brief history of how we started. Go ahead.
Oh, so you specialize it according to each child's need?
Absolutely. We've taken that actually a step further than just academics, and now we also specialize based on their learning style, their personality style, their goals, gifts, abilities, passions. We kind of take that full inventory of them up front to get to know the child. We interview the parents to get to know the parents, to find out what are your limitations, what kind of involvement do you want with the child, and then we customize a package for them. So that there's not a one-size-fits-all in any shape or form. We're not married to any curriculum publisher, so we really are always looking for the best of the best out there, and then we're catering to each child.
Wow. How does it work when you have a child that is, like, having to travel with their parents that's in the missions and they have to go overseas or something like that? How would your program work?
Well, we're ideal for those types of students, and we have quite a few. In fact, we cater to not just missionary families, but military families, as well as child athletes and actors and actresses. And for those families,
being on the fact that I was a coordinating producer in Hollywood, you see children on the set. And it's hard as heck to get through the studios. How do you get a teacher on the set? You know, how do they have to get qualified, would it be almost similar to a media pass to be able to be on the set with a child to be able to teach them? And are you bound by the same standards that people are as educators in the public school system?
Well, first, to answer your question on the teacher to the set, we actually, most of our child actors and actresses do not use a teacher because our program actually gives them everything they need, including live teachers online if they need that aspect of it. Some do hire a tutor, and I'm not certain how they handle that as far as getting them on the set. But we provide them with everything.
Okay.
They have their
okay.
textbooks. They have guides to take them through
it. So when you got started, do you have like a whole staff of educators? If someone wanted to become a part of the academy, what would be the process as far as an educator is concerned, as far as parents are concerned? I mean, how do you take a person through your process
to come on board as a staff member?
A staff member. Let's talk about the staff member, and then let's talk about the parent who needs help.
Right. Well, for a staff member, they can just go onto our website, www.bridgewayacademy.com/contact-us, and under there, there's a section for careers. So they can start there. As far as a family is concerned, again, the website is the best place to start. You can go right on to our website, bridgewayacademy.com. All of the information is there. There's big 800 number. You can call and work with our admissions officers, or there's information on the site itself and an Enroll Now button that will allow you to enroll right with Bridgeway Academy.
Okay. Now, do you guys, for instance, you go in and speak about the Bridgeway Academy at different places? I mean, how do you get the word out about what you do and who you are?
We do. We speak at a number of conferences throughout the country. We also work with radio and news outlets. We're working with About.com to develop some videos for them on homeschooling and education in general. And then we, of course, use our website to make it as robust as possible so that families looking into homeschooling for the first time or experienced homeschoolers who are just looking for something a little bit more robust or a little more support, it's all there on the site. So we use our website as a great resource for families, whether they use us or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's a great thing, is that, they don't have to use you. You want to be able to make sure that the people are getting information that they need to have, because I don't know that there are a lot of people now that are starting to take their children out of the what we call government-funded schools now to get into any kind of homeschool or private schooling and stuff like that. And people are really afraid. I've had people on Breaking News Journal, parents on Breaking News Journal, that took their children out, because of some of the horrid things that are happening in the public school system. And I was wondering if you're coming across that, because I'm interviewing people that are having to deal with the issues that are going on with their kids, taking their kids out of the public school, then rushing to try to find a way to get them into another education system so that they don't have to worry about them, or getting retired teachers or parents or grandparents or anybody that can come on board to help these students. Is that something that you guys work with?
We do. In fact, you're right. The stories are getting worse and worse as the years go by, not just of struggling with the violence that is increasing in our schools and the bullying and the cyberbullying, but also just quality of education. There's so many children that are falling through the cracks, whether they're gifted and well-advanced and just having situations where they're bored in school and unable to have their needs met, all the way down to the struggling learner who's just continually building gaps, academic gaps, until they just reach a point where they just cannot succeed in school anymore. And we hear those horror stories, too, of just the abuse that's going on in school, and just we can't imagine in our generation what our kids now are going through. So we do hear that. Families can pull their children out at any time during the year to enroll with Bridgeway Academy. So if a student is struggling in that situation, even as late as November or even February, they can withdraw their child and go through our enrollment process, and we can help that child finish out the year. In some cases, the child has to start over. If he's coming out in October and failing up until then, our best bet is to take them back, fill in those gaps, make sure they have what they need so that they can continue to succeed.
Wow.
But we walk them through it.
That's so needed. Well, I can tell you do. It's like it's step by step. And they need it so much. They really need someone like you and your services, because these kids are falling through the crack, and a lot of times parents don't know how to reach anybody. Give your website information.
Sure. Our website is bridgewayacademy.com, and the phone number is 1-800-863-1474. But you can learn a lot about us right on bridgewayacademy.com, or if you are a current homeschooler and just need some more tips and advice, you can also visit our blog, homeschoolinghelp.com, just for some extra helps to what you're doing.
Homeschoolinghelp.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That sounds really
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the blog, and it's just full of resources, curriculum reviews, ideas, tips, things that you can do to really ramp up what you're doing as homeschoolers, and then just basic step-by-steps, what do you do first when you're homeschooling?
Wow. Now, you're an educator yourself.
Yes.
Most educators that get into the field of teaching, it's because they love the children, and they like to see them succeed, and they like to see them blossom. Is that what got you in? I'm sure it is.
That is, yes. Actually, it's interesting because when I started teaching, I did start teaching in a classroom, but during my interview process, I remember the superintendents asking me, what would give you a larger sense of achievement, a struggling individual who you've seen significant progress, or an entire classroom whose standardized test scores have gone up in a year? And I actually lost that job because my answer was, seeing that individual child succeed, and they were looking for me to be looking out for standardized test scores. So I actually did not get that job. I had an opportunity in another school district, but my approach has always been to just really look for the gifts and abilities in a child. And for some children, it might not be academics. And unfortunately, our education system makes those children feel less valued and less successful. And yet they have gifts and abilities that God has given them that will make them shine if we can draw that out of them and allow them to pursue those gifts, not leaving behind education, but catering the education to those gifts and abilities. Those kids can soar, and they should not be left feeling unsuccessful or like failures, which is what often happens in a situation where we're catering to a whole community of learners rather than to an individual.
You know, and that's a sad thing. But I think it's almost everything has become almost assembly line, cookie cutter type of industry, the education industry. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there are so many people that are putting so many millions, if not billions, into the education, and yet these kids are not learning anything. And now we're starting to understand why. It's because the agenda is really not to help the child. And with what's going on now, we're learning a whole lot about it. You know, what's going on now, we have educators and professionals and ministers and everyone that has seen the same things that's going on, and we're all trying to attack it so that we can get these kids, the children, the help and support that they need to have. I think that what you're doing is vitally important. It's essential that we gear people or send them toward you guys, because be ready, Jessica, for an influx of parents that are going to need your support, because with the people that we're trying to reach, the parents that we're trying to reach, they're going to need people online, they're going to need you guys, you know, everywhere. We're going to need people that have access to their expertise and programs and products that are online, as well as people going into the parents' homes and stuff, the parents' homes and things like that. Are you aware of what happened in Germany a couple of days ago?
Yes. Yes.
That was an awful situation for the. And for the listener who's listening to this, there was a family in Germany that were homeschooling their children, and it was illegal in Germany. So they came in with their loads of social workers. I think they said something like 40 social workers, and took the kids out. And this is going to be awful. It's going to be trauma for those kids.
Yes. Yes, and it's not the first family in Germany to face this. So it's definitely a situation where you're right, the agenda behind education hopefully will not become that extreme in our country, but we do need to be careful.
Oh, we definitely need to be careful. I know that in Florida, the law is that you can't, like, homeschool, like, in a church or anything like that because, unless you have the parent there. I don't know what all the other laws are, but we are in the process now of finding the laws out in every state so that we can make sure that when we receive help, an SOS call from a parent, that we're able to get them what we need to. But, you know, these guys are playing dirty ball now. This is not, you know, although we try, we have to stay above the fray, we are, you know, we're running into a lot of back room, back door stuff that is not, that is definitely ungodly, and they have no interest in our children. And they really don't, then, there is a situation that happened last week where teachers were told to take, they had all the flags taken out, American flags taken out of their classroom the first day of school, and they said they will not be talking the Constitution, they will not be talking about the Founding Fathers, they are not allowed to do the Pledge of Allegiance. This was on a major conference call last week. So this is getting very serious out there.
Wow, I had not heard of that.
I will send you the conference call information. It's read within the first 10 minutes of the conference call that we had, and I will send that over to you so you can have that for your information.
I would love to hear that. And for homeschoolers that are facing difficulties within their state, one thing right now in our country, we do have the freedom to take control of our children's education and to homeschool them. But it always is good to have that little bit of insurance in our back pocket. And we work with a terrific organization. It's the Center for Homeschool Liberty, where you can sign up for a membership with them. And any of those legal issues, you have a band of attorneys that will stand behind you. And they've been terrific for
our
families.
Give that information again.
It's the Center for Homeschool Liberty. Yep. And anyone who enrolls with Bridgeway, correct, Center for Homeschool Liberty.
Okay.
Yes, and if you enroll with Bridgeway, if you're thinking of that, then your first year with them is free. But if you're already homeschooling and just looking for that little bit of insurance in your back pocket, you can visit them at ncll.org or do a search for Center for Homeschool Liberty and go to their site, and you can join their membership, and you just have that. It's a good insurance policy to have should you ever need it.
You know, I think that you're absolutely right on that. I mean, the fact is that, you know, with all of these things going on, you do need to feel secure that what you're doing is not, you're not going to have somebody come in to take you to jail or take your children out of the house.
Correct.
You know,
and actually, as you said, you're compiling laws for each state. You can actually find that on our website under bridgewayacademy.com and just look under the resources section, and we have every state listed under the resources section for what are the homeschooling laws in your state. Because as a homeschooler, if you're new to homeschooling and you're doing it independently without help from an organization like Bridgeway, you want to start there. You want to know what the laws are so that you make sure you protect yourself against any issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
but if you're with us, we walk you through
that. Wow, that's great. You actually walk them through all of that. That's wonderful. I mean, I believe your service is really good. Now, is it in any way funded by the government, or do you guys just private or sponsored, or how is that? Because a lot of parents want to know that because they know a lot about the Common Core situation, and they want to make sure they keep their kids far away from anything like that.
Right, and we are not subject to anything Common Core because we are not funded by the government and don't ever intend to be. It is a private education for your child, and for that reason. You want, if you're going to take control of your child's education, you want the freedom to do it in a way that best meets the needs of your child and doesn't put them in a lump with the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And our students are.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to. No, you go ahead. You were finishing up, and I want to make sure this one question for you.
our students do exceed Common Core standards across the board. In fact, homeschoolers in general have historically scored a minimum of 25% higher on standardized testing than our school students, which is really interesting because we don't teach to the test and homeschoolers don't teach to the test, but they're able to succeed and consistently succeed much higher.
Yes, because the test isn't everything. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm a hands-on person. Once I learn it, I can master it. I don't like to take exams. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get panicky the minute they start taking exams and stuff. And I don't, you know, I think that, you know, when you're hands-on and you help people to understand. Now, my husband, Professor White, he's really good at showing you how to take an exam. So when you go there, you're not panicking when you get ready to take that exam because everybody sweats. They hate. Nobody likes to take exam. Nobody likes math. So, you know, those kind of things. And when you have someone like what you're talking about that can walk a person through it, it always makes them more at ease. I know because I've gone through it myself.
Correct. Correct.
And so
and the
that's
homeschoolers. Yeah, you're definitely. I mean, there are tests involved in homeschooling. Most states do require some testing for the students to ensure that they're succeeding, but you're not teaching to that test. You're teaching to your child, and you're building their skills and their abilities, and the test comes into play. It falls into place because you're really meeting the needs of your child.
Absolutely. So what grades do you go up to?
We work with pre-K through 12th grade, and actually we have a dual enrollment program for our juniors and seniors where they can take college courses online for both high school and college credit. So technically you can go right up to an associate's degree before you graduate with us. So we do have a number of students who do that, juniors and seniors, and we've had graduates leave us with an associate's degree along with their high school diploma.
Okay, so now, you know, we've had a lot of families coming to us talking about the testing and that has to do with college. And we came across a person who has homeschooling college USA, and I don't know if you ever heard of it, but they help you get accredited and your four-year degree online to where you don't have to go into a college, and you save a whole lot more money than if you were going to a regular college, because a lot of them, now the colleges are at the point that they are trying to totally dumb down the children, even in college. A lot of college students are starting to feel the pressure that if they have any standards, if they believe in God or any of those they are being pressured by the professors. They are losing grades as a result of them standing their ground on what they believe. And everybody else can have their beliefs, but if you're a Christian, they're totally trying to smash you in the colleges as well as in high school. It's happening in grade school as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and again, the nice thing about the United States is we have freedoms. We have the freedom to homeschool. We have the freedom to use a Christian school. We can go to a Christian college. You don't need to feel a slave to that system, and you don't need to support those institutions. You have that ability to say, you know what, I'm going to do it differently. And we actually see a number of students that apply to organizations like ours and many other friends of ours that own companies inside and outside Christian circles that are graduates of Christian universities. And I'll tell you what, it actually gives them a perception of this is someone I want to follow up with, because they just assume an integrity that you don't necessarily assume in every other applicant. And it's been interesting to see, because many of the business owners that I know are not Christians, and yet they see a Liberty University or some Christian university on a transcript, and it piques their interest into that candidate.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of parents that over the years were not Christian, but they felt like they wanted their children to have more than what they had, and that's happened a lot over the years, and so that's a good thing, you know, and especially that they want to see the best happen. So I believe deep down inside they know that that's a great thing for them to have, and they can feel secure in leaving their children in the hands of instructors who have morals and values. I believe that's what you're talking about here, and that's something that you see a lot, and I've seen over the years parents say, you know, I may not believe in God, but I want you to go here because I think that it's good and it's going to be wholesome for you. And I think that's what they're having, and maybe we'll be able to reach those parents, too, one day.
Right, and we have homeschoolers, Christian and non. Our program is you can use all materials with biblical integration, or you can choose to use your academics without that. So we have them from all over the spectrum. But
wow,
the
I
main
think that's
goal
absolutely
of our,
great.
Yes, because homeschooling did start out as primarily a religious movement, and it's now becoming very mainstream. And we're one of the organizations out there that can work with any family. And families who wish to school their children at home because they just see it simply as a better option can do that through us.
I think you have an excellent service. I think that you guys and what's happening in homeschooling and other organizations that are not government funded or receive no government funds, I believe that you are the mainstream on the cutting edge. I don't look at you guys as being, you know, some kind of alien organization. This is mainstream, and it's becoming way more mainstream than it was a few years ago. And look forward to people really getting involved. I'm sure you guys have been busy. I'm really shocked that you even had the time to come on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio today, because I know that school is just getting started within the last week, and a lot of administrative people have had to really buckle down and not do a lot of interviews and stuff. So I'm catching you guys as I possibly can, you know, as often as I can, because the information that you have is vital for what we are working toward, and I want to make sure that we have you as a resource to be able to plug parents in who need your support and help. Are you geographically in like the East Coast or something like that, or are you in central part of the country?
We are. We're Bridgeway Academy's brick and mortar building is in Pennsylvania. But we have Bridgeway Academy staff all over the country. So we have teachers that work from their homes, as well as teachers who work right here from our building that work with families. And that way we can really work with the different time differences and make sure that we're giving the services to every family, no matter where they are geographically.
Wow. Okay, so if we find educators that want to get involved with your program, we just go ahead and have them go into your sources and stuff like that, because there are a lot of educators that are afraid of what's coming down the pike. A lot of educators, I don't know if you know what happened in Chicago, where they fired 1,000 teachers, educators, and they closed 49 schools about 4 weeks ago now, I believe. And they're getting ready to open up what's called the charter schools, and the charter schools is just another back door for what's going on. So we're seeing all kinds of signs going on all over the place, and we want to make sure that we can help the educators as well as the parents, and we definitely need to save those babies.
That's right. That's for sure. They are our future, and we want to make sure that we are not just saving them but preserving our future as a country.
Well, yeah, I look at it as if we save them, we are preserving our future, because I'm
correct.
Telling you, I mean, a lot of these parents, you know, sometimes you're like, what happened to these kids? And if we have a strong group of children growing up to be wonderful adults that are active and productive and creative, you know, we can see a fine future. So listen, if you want to give your website again, please give it and I am so glad that you came on today. It's been an honor having you with us.
Yes, thank you, Ruth. Our website again is www.bridgewayacademy.com, and the phone number is 1-800-863-1474.
Wow, you got that, people. I expect for Bridgeway to be very busy this year. Thank you so much for being with us, Jessica. It was a pleasure, and I will definitely have you back on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. I hope you come back.
Would be happy to.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You
have a great one. And have success with Bridgeway this year.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again, 'cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.